delay, fear, and uncertainty. That's how advocates describe the way the pandemic has changed access to reproductive health. As Rosemary Westwood reports, the full impact has yet to be seen.
When Laura found out she was pregnant in early April, it likely could not have come at a worse time.
I had no idea whether abortion services were even available to me.
The state had already been shut down for weeks, and abortion clinics were slammed with patient calls and in political limbo. The Attorney General, Republican Jeff Landry, had already pilloried a Shreveport clinic for remaining open during a ban on elective surgeries, and other state politicians were calling for the clinics to shut down. Laura, a Northern Louisiana college student, whose name we've changed to protect her identity, first thought she'd have to go to Texas. She didn't know Shreveport had a clinic, or that Texas had already tried to shut down clinics there, sending Texas abortion seekers fleeing to Louisiana and causing major backlogs. On top of that, Louisiana clinics were already dramatically cutting their patient numbers to comply with social distancing requirements.
I called Wednesday that 8 a.m., and they initially said that I would have to wait like 3 weeks.
But she kept calling and eventually got an appointment a few days later.
I think one of the most memorable things about it was that there were still like protesters outside not wearing masks.
Just days earlier, officials from Landry's office inspected Hope Medical Group for Women in Shreveport and the state's two other abortion clinics. The investigation led to a lawsuit that was settled May 1st, and no abortion clinics in the state were forced to close. But it underscored a period of deep uncertainty for abortion access and reproductive health writ large, one that isn't over yet. Stephanie Bangle is the executive director of the New Orleans Abortion Fund, which helps people cover the hundreds to thousands of dollars an abortion can cost. Louisiana abortion patients were already disproportionately poor and Black before the pandemic, and research suggests job losses from the pandemic have hit Black Americans and women the hardest. Bangle says the calls have been more urgent.
The calls that we are receiving are from folks with heightened needs. You know, people in our community who maybe couldn't find full-time work before and now are out of their part-time work. People in our community who are parents who are struggling to find the resources to terminate a pregnancy when they've already got young children at home.
Wait times at clinics have forced some Louisiana women to go elsewhere.
Our incredible client services volunteers are acting in many ways as abortion travel agents and abortion case managers. They're helping folks get out of the state when that's easier. They're helping folks find appointments in states ranging, including Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia.
Even Illinois and New Mexico. It's not just abortion services that have been disrupted. Access to birth control and emergency contraception has also been hit.
Unintended pregnancies are going to spike in an environment like this because folks are home.
Pearl Ricks runs the Reproductive Justice Action Collective in New Orleans. Whether from consensual sex or sexual assault or domestic abuse, the need was already there.
And now it's more so. So we're like working double time.
Ricks's organization has been providing low or no cost emergency contraception since 2017 under the Plan B NOLA project. But the pandemic shut down most of the community centers and businesses that acted as outposts where people could pick up pills, just as demand started to rise. The need isn't just in South Louisiana, where they have sites in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Alexandria.
We've had to like shift EC over to Georgia, over to Mississippi, and different parts of Louisiana.
They've also expanded to find new local sites for emergency contraception, and they've developed a toolkit so that other activists can replicate their model. Advocates in Ruston have reached out to start their own, Rick said. This question of whether the pandemic could eventually spur greater access by forcing organizations to rethink their services has been on the mind of Patrice Sams Abiodun, Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast's Vice President of Strategic Partnerships for Louisiana.
With this pandemic, that really changed how we were able to deliver the services. We had to pivot.
They're experimenting with telehealth, a move that, if rolled out in an accessible way, could see Southern Planned Parenthood clinics helping patients as far away as Monroe.
The first thing that came up for me as a Black woman is the digital divide and who's really going to have access to telehealth. But we know that there's so many people in Central and Northern Louisiana, other places, that could benefit, you know, from our health services.
In the meantime, though, Michelle Ehrenberg said the disruption has been widespread.
We saw a lot of health clinics that do provide birth control, including Planned Parenthood clinics and federally qualified health centers, shutting down or severely limiting the services that they were providing.
Ehrenberg is the executive director of Lift Louisiana, a nonprofit that advocates for reproductive justice.
You know, for somebody who's no longer bringing in an income, you know, paying $30 or, you know, sometimes up to $60 a month for their, you know, their prescription of contraceptions really can just be completely out of reach.
She said she remains worried about the long-term impacts on reproductive health of major economic fallouts from the pandemic.
Researchers and public health professionals and advocates are going to need to sort of look at this over the next series of months, you know, to be able to better understand what the impact has been on low-income communities and communities of color of losing jobs, losing access.
Whether that's access to birth control or abortion or other sexual health services, advocates say it's care that couldn't wait during the shutdown and can't wait now. In New Orleans, I'm Rosemary Westwood.